He told me that his name was Gerard and he's from Ireland. He moved to London when he was a child.
4.
Always together. The young man and the dog who work at the hardware store are regularly to be found in the doorway of the shop, side by side, observing the comings and goings on the street. Cheyenne is from Iran and his dog is German. Both have lived in London for many years. Cheyenne tells me that he's not sure if he is a Londoner, but says that he kisses the ground every time he returns to the city from a trip abroad.
5.
The bun shop at the end of the road is an old-fashioned bakery where you can get a no-nonsense cup of instant coffee and a doughnut covered in hundreds and thousands. When I pass it, the two ladies behind the counter are always busy feeding the local community. Tara is from St. Lucia, though her accent has faded. Her nickname at work is Cleopatra because she spends so long on her hair. Rita is from the Philippines and she does not like eating buns. All I knew of the man with the beard and the Panama hat was that our paths crossed at about 8:20 in the morning on the street I walked down daily. The rest of his story was my own invention until I spoke to him last week. Aaron is a self-taught jeweller and artist. He passes me each day on his way back from the synagogue at the end of the street where he's training to be a rabbi.
2.
I pass number 220 once or twice a day, depending on my route, and from time to time I see an older gentleman standing outside it, leaning on the gatepost. I wonder when I pass him what he sees and what he has seen. When I talk to him, he tells me his name is Clarence and he's from Barbados. He arrived in Britain in 1957 and has been here ever since. He is in his 80s and has close family who live nearby.
3.
As I leave for work each morning, the man who cleans my street is usually positioned with his cart at the corner of the first junction I pass, and he never fails to smile and say good morning. When I introduced myself to him,